Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Emmett. Hey, Emmett, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready to head underneath the ocean to find a secret city? Me too! Let's go! Today was the day that Emmett had been waiting for months and months. Today was the day that they were going on a whale-watching tour! Woohoo! Do you know what a whale-watching tour is? Yeah, it means you get in a really cool boat and you go out in the ocean and you look for whales that are swimming. Wow! Whales are ginormous! That would be so cool to see one in real life, right? In front of your very own eyes. And Emmett had been looking forward to this for a really long time. He really loved orca whales. Orca whales are so cool. They're black and white and really fast and strong. They're known for their amazing speed and agility. And Emmett needed to see it for himself. All right, I'm all ready. I got my shoes and my rain jacket. Because it gets a little wet out on the sea on a boat. You might get splashed by a big whale tail splashing. All right, Emmett, let's get in the car. Let's go, said his parents. They got in the car and had a long drive to get to this whale-watching tour, but it was so worth it. Do you ever go on long car rides, but you realize, like, that was actually really worth the drive for how much fun we had? Yeah, that's what Emmett was feeling. His excitement was through the roof. He could barely sit down behind his seat buckle. As they arrived, he eagerly climbed aboard the ship. He was going to be Captain Emmett. He was really excited. He brought a camera, and their whole family were big orca fans. As the boat took out to sea, it felt like forever before the first whale appeared. And there it was in the distance, and oh wait.
Attention, attention.
It was the captain speaking at the boat.
We're sorry to inform that that is actually not a whale, but some kind of underwater submarine or something. We're going to need to report it into the local patrol, because there should not be submarines around here.
Whoa, that's weird.
We thought that was a whale, but I guess it's some kind of submarine that's not supposed to be in the area. Well, that's weird. Pretty soon after, they started seeing the orcas.
Wow, look at that one. He's huge.
Emmett could not believe his eyes. They were so big and so cool. Emmett was selected to be a part of a really special scuba diver team.
Wait, what?
Yes, Emmett had been taking lessons for a really long time of scuba diving. And not only was this a whale watching tour, but there were just a few kids, and Emmett was one of three that were picked to be able to go in the water with some grown-ups and swim next to orca whales.
Whoa, that is pretty amazing.
As Emmett put on all of his gear and splashed down into the water, he was so excited to meet some orca whales.
Hi, my name's Emmett.
He was waving his hands, both of his hands, underwater to try and get the orca's attention. One of the orcas came over.
Hello there, Emmett.
The whale can talk.
Emmett couldn't believe it. This was the best day of his life.
It's great to meet you. Why don't you come with me? Hold on.
Emmett was able to hold on to one of the fins of the orca whales, and they went on an amazing ride together. They were instantly best friends. Emmett was having the best day of his life. Well, the orca had swam down very deep and was checking out a very interesting place, he said.
Why, Emmett, I have never seen down here before. Look at that.
The orca was pointing with his other fin towards... What is that? Emmett thought to himself. It looks like some kind of city. Like underwater, but it's surrounded by a big pocket of air. Look at that. It was absolutely amazing. Just imagine you're deep, deep down in the ocean and there's like a big bubble of air that's stuck on the bottom. And there was some kind of city. Like this bubble was ginormous, like huge, huge, huge. And there was a city that lived inside of that bubble. Emmett had to check it out for himself. As he swam closer and closer, he saw the submarine. There's that submarine that's not supposed to be here. Oh no, what is it doing? He watched the submarine drive right up next to the bubble and out walked
Dr. Stinky Breath! What? Where did he come from?
Emmett couldn't believe it. He held onto his orca friend for protection. And inside the bubble, Dr. Stinky Breath was up to no good.
All right, purple ninjas. What do we have planned for here? I think this will be a great new secret lab. A place that no one will ever find.
Yes, boss. That's what we were thinking, too. We thought that this could be, you know, we have the blimp lab and all over the place, but this one would be great for being under the ocean so that no one would know we're down here.
Perfect. All right, Purple Ninjas, let's get to work.
As he loaded up back into the submarine, Emmett whispered to his orca friend,
All right, Mr. Orca, those are bad guys. And it looks like they're trying to do something down here in that air pocket city, but we have to stop them. Do you have any ideas?
I think I do.
Orcas really like to sing. That's kind of how they talk. Well, Emmett held on to his orca friend as they watched Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas all climb back into their submarine. Mr. Orca had a crazy plan. Remember, he's very fast and very agile and very strong. Well, Mr. Orca's plan was to crash his nose into the submarine, and maybe that would damage it enough to make Dr. Stinky Breath not be able to come back down again.
All right, Emmett, I'm gonna need you to hold up.
Okay, I'm holding. Ready, go!
Emmett was holding with both hands onto both fins on Mr. Orca's back as he zoomed toward the submarine. As the orca crashed into the submarine inside,
What is going on? Did somebody touch something?
Dr. Stinky Breath was not happy.
No, boss, we don't know what's going on, but we're taking on water. We gotta head back up to the surface. I don't know if this submarine is ever gonna work again.
What in the world? Why do we always fail? Why does this always happen to me?
And just like that, the submarine went back to the surface and was never able to come back down again.
Woohoo! Wow, Emmett, you saved the day with your new orca friend.
I'm so glad that you're such a good scuba diver and that you were able to rescue us all from Dr. Stinky Breath's new lab. I can't even imagine what he would have done down there, but it would have been absolutely terrible for us all. Great job, Emmett. And that is the end of this adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for good shout-outs. I want to say hey to Zeb from Atlanta, Willow from Colorado Springs, Reva from Fairfax, Virginia, Kaya from Rhode Island, Adelaide from Philadelphia, Rachel from North Carolina, and Maisie and Sadie from Ontario, Canada. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!